2006 suicide of 13-year-old Megan Meyer. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who has overdone it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be your child. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. That message courtesy of Elizabeth Locker Plant Incorporated at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call Elizabeth Locker Plant at 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943, and the Hunsley family are on the air because they care.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regular guest has not yet shown up, so let me share something with you. You know, everybody who goes to college is required to take a course in philosophy where you read Plato's Republic. That's required for philosophy 1A, at least it was when I went to college, and you read Plato's Republic, and you wonder what it's really all about. I was 16, I was a freshman at University of California, and you read the Plato's Republic, and a lot of people talking back and forth about democracy and creating an ideal society. And the conclusion is, well, you got to have a just ruler. If you could just have a just ruler, why you could have this wonderful society, a person who had no personal desires for himself. He just wanted to make a better life for everybody else. If we could just install this so-called just ruler, everything would be fine. But one of the things you find as you read Plato's Republic is something known as the Parable of the Cave. It's one of the most famous stories of all time included there. And it's a story of a group of men and women who are taken captive and are taken into a great cavern where they're kept in chains for many years. And they're chained so that all they can do is look at the wall of the cave. They can't see anything else. They can simply see the wall. Now, in the center of the cave, there burns an eternal fire, and their captors, to amuse themselves at times, will take a statue and put it between the fire and the wall, and so the people will see the shadow of the statue, the face of the statue there. It may be a funny face, it may be a frightening face, and if it's funny, they laugh. If it's frightening, they cry out in terror. But of course, their reality is the dancing shadows on the wall of the cave. Then one day one of their group breaks loose from his chains, goes outside, he sees reality, he sees the sun and the stars, the moon, the trees, and he goes back into the cave, breaks his fellow captives free, and tries to lead them out of the cave. But when they see the light at the entrance to the cave, it blinds them, because so long their reality has been the shadows on the wall of the cave. Now, most people interpret that as suggesting that somebody is controlling our reality, that our reality are the dancing shadows on the wall of the cave, because, of course, the media is controlled, has been controlled in the United States for a long time by I tried to call a publisher this morning, actually named Thomas Dunn. You know, and I got Macmillan. They own about 20 different publishing houses, and they've simply systematically bought up the publishing houses. Same thing has happened with a couple of others. They're all controlled by a very, very small clique of very powerful men who want to determine what you read and ultimately what you think. Our reality is simply the dancing shadows projected on the wall of the cave. But there is another interpretation of that. And, of course, this is the one that is taught by the teachers to the select few students who have the ability to become the leaders of the future. And that is the fact that we live in a dimension. But occasionally we will see just glimpses, shadows, of the other dimension, the important dimension, the dimension that really rules the affairs of the world. So much of what we see is not reality, but occasionally through the shadows we will see a glimpse of the other dimension. Now, this was really brought to mind very, very clearly. I don't know how many of you watched The Fringe on Fox, but it's a gripping presentation, and there's a sort of an eccentric scientist named Walter, and there's an FBI agent, and there's the scientist's son named Peter, and you get to know these people, and of course, the whole story is around this constant mystery. It's sort of a continuation of what the X-Files was. There's something out there, the truth is out there, and you've just got to find it. Well, now, of course, the most recent program deals with the fact that there is another dimension. You can get into that other dimension. And as the series ends now for the summer break, why, of course, the heroine, the FBI agent, has gotten into the other dimension. And, of course, she's the newspapers will tell you that Obama has moved into the White House, but she is in this very tall building in New York City, and it's the World Trade Center. Well, of course, we know that the World Trade Center came down in September of 2001. So how could the World Trade Center be there intact in 2009? Why, of course, she is in the other dimension. And she's contacted the leader of Master Dynamics, who is a theoretical individual. This is the first time he's ever been seen on screen. But, of course, Master Dynamics is a force. And the question is, are they a secret think tank that works for government, or does the government work for the secret think tank? It's a fascinating story. But the fact that they're introducing people to the idea there is another dimension, I think is significant because, ladies and gentlemen, there is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension out there where the real battle between good and evil is being fought between the angelic forces. And there really are demonic forces that are able to cross into our dimension and inhabit people and regulate their lives, just as I believe there are angelic forces that will guide you if you give your life to our Lord Jesus Christ and can guide you and help you through difficult times. But we are simply players in a master a game that has been going on since the beginning of recorded time and even before. And, of course, I believe that we are seeing the culmination of this whole scheme come about today. And what is the scheme? Why is Lucifer's plan to bring about a one-world government with him as the leader? Oh, maybe, of course, part of the unholy Trinity, for just as there is within Christianity a Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, there is a counter trinity, because everything from the dark side and everything within the other dimension, at least on the dark side of the other dimension, is a mirror image of the Christian story. And that is, of course, the unholy trinity of Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And, of course, the false prophet will be a religious leader who will lead all the religions of the world as we unite all the religions of the world in an effort to destroy Christianity and God's promise of salvation for humankind. We are living in certainly the most exciting and dangerous times in history. privilege to lead truly committed staff in the battle between good and evil. Hold your men and let's hope we're on the right side. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon? Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately and call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hello. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. You know, I'd been studying what was going on in the world for 20 years before I finally became aware of the real spiritual nature of the battle that's going on. That was after I'd talked and actually read the material put out by Constance Cumby, to the realization there really are literally millions of people in the United States and throughout the world who worship Lucifer and are waiting for him to come and take power in this country. As difficult as it is to believe, you really need to, listen to our four-tape set of my interviews with Constance Cumby. It's called The Aquarian Conspiracy. That's the title of the four-CD set, and may be available in tape, too, but it's a four-CD set. And then we have a great DVD, a talk with Constance Cumby Gay Forrest, entitled The Emergence. The Emergence. That's the coming forward of the world leader. That's what they talk about. That's what Plato was talking about when he wrote The Republic. Why was Plato talking about it? Because Plato, of course, had been trained by Socrates, who had been trained by the disciples of Pythagoras. Pythagoras, who lived 500 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem, Pythagoras had actually gone to the Near East and gone to the mystery schools there with this message that I'm telling you this morning had been passed down through the secret societies for thousands of years, going back to the time of ancient Babylon and even before to the time of Nimrod and the building of the temple. Well, our number is 970-689-8255 because I don't have anything really prepared this morning. I was hoping we were going to have Chuck Christmeyer with us because Chuck is an attorney who was actually at the height of his career as an attorney and making lots of money when God called him into the radio ministry. And so Chuck has a radio ministry. You can hear him at our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You can hear his program, Save USA, he's on 3 hours a day if you on our website. If you go to our satellite uplink, I'm there 9 hours a day, and so is Joyce Riley, but certainly Pastor Butch Paw and Chuck Chrismeyer are there each 3 hours a day, and you want to hear their programs. They have a great deal to offer, a great deal to say. But Chuck Chrismeyer's book, Seduction of the Saints, talk about what's happening today. And, of course, how we have all the information there in the prophecies in the Bible to explain exactly what is going on today. All this was prophesied thousands of years ago. Is that just a mistake? No, I don't think it was a mistake. It's not by chance. There is a supernatural battle going on today, and God has given us a roadmap of what's happened and what is going to happen. And he expects us to read it and hopefully to follow him, because there is a seduction of God's people today. So many of them are being pulled away. They watch Oprah Winfrey, and they go along with, as she introduced them to Rhonda Byrne's concepts of the law of attraction and how they can really get whatever they want and be happy simply by meditating and opening their minds up to this other force that's there. Why, they can even have a genie. In fact, Rhonda, if you see Rhonda's DVD, Rhonda Byrne's DVD on The Secret, why, there is a genie there who will give you anything you want to. Well, that genie, of course, if you see what he really is, it's Satan himself. He wants the souls of men. Well, our number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But if you want to read an excellent book, and Chuck has a wonderful, wonderful way of writing, and why we are carrying the book, The Seduction of the Saints, and we'll try to get Chuck on here sometime to talk to you about really what's happening and how there is, as we're told in the 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, you know, there's going to be a great falling away before the man of sin is exposed. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a great falling away in our churches today. They've changed the message of Christianity. They've changed the music. I mean, you go into the churches today, the drums are there, the music sounds like a rock band in many instances, loud and vulgar. Music was something God designed for man's enjoyment and as a means of worshiping him. And, of course, today it is being used for just the opposite. It's being used, of course, to worship Satan. You see these crowds of hundreds of thousands of people at the rock concerts, people worked into a frenzy. It is the beat, it is the loud beat that has an impact on your very heart, on your very soul, and, of course, can alter your concept. And this is not the sort of music that should be in our churches, but it is there today because, of course, there has been a seduction of the saints. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. We would love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts about that. Do you believe there's another dimension? You want to contact it? Well, you really don't want to contact it, but lots of people have contacted it through the Ouija boards. We had a Jill Martin Rice. She was the daughter of Walter Martin, the Bible answer man. And of course, when we had her on, she told the story when she was just an adolescent, why she had gone over to her friend. They had a Ouija board there, and she knew she shouldn't be playing with the Ouija board, but she did. And of course, you put your hands, you and your friend put your hands on the marker, and the marker begins to move automatically and will spell out messages. And of course, eventually she realized, of course, this was real. It wasn't imaginary. This little thing that they have on the board that you put your fingers on moves itself and gives you messages. And she finally asked if it was a demon, and it said no. And she asked it again, it said no. And finally she asked it again, and it said, yes, I'm a demon. And of course, she told it to be gone and go to hell. And of course, it just literally jumped off the board. My wife went one time foolishly played with the Ouija board, and the woman who had the Ouija board threw it away and suddenly was back in the room again. There is another dimension. There are demonic spirits. I mean, I've personally come under demonic oppression, and I think many people who do the sort of thing we do can come under it. And of course, they can do one of two things. They can either command it to leave them, or as children of God, we have that ability to command the demons just as Jesus Christ did. But we have to believe we can. Either that or the demon will take control of us. If you've never read the book, Hostage to the Devil, we carry it. Hostage to the Devil, written by Malachi Martin. It's the story of five exorcisms of people who were demonically possessed. And of course, two of them actually were in the Catholic Church. And it's an amazing story. It was my first introduction to the fact that there is this other dimension there. Certainly, when I lived in Africa, it was very apparent that many of the people there, you know, believed in the witch doctor. The witch doctors in Africa had supernatural power, and we used to get referrals from the witch doctors that sent them from the witch doctor to the white doctor, and I was one of the white doctors working in a black hospital in Bloemfontein, South Africa, and it was a wonderful, rich experience. Certainly, there's a mixture there of Christianity and animism and the belief in the spirits, and the spirits are not imaginary. They're really very real. In fact, these things did not occur in America when we were truly a Christian nation. No, they occurred. There was always the witchcraft and the satanic covens. But, they were suppressed. There weren't very many of them. But they've grown in number and frequency in recent years. And witchcraft is one of the most rapidly growing religions in America. We have Christian yoga today, of course. The yoga meditation opens your mind to demonic possession, and that's why they have it in our churches today. And that is why we're seeing a great falling away, the seduction of the saints. Our number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I'd like to know what you think of that, or if you have something else you'd like to talk about, of the phony financial crisis, which of course is going to destroy this nation, all very carefully calculated, but it is part of its overall plan. Well, who's on the line?
And this is Aaron in Greeley.
Hi, Aaron. How are you doing?
Good, good. Long time listener, love your show.
Well, thank you.
And the topic today is very interesting. I totally agree with you. I've fought with demons in my life, and it is real. And
it's
more
so
people
difficult
need to know
for
that.
The average person to believe that, you know, and I believe you. I'm not questioning it because I know I've come under demonic oppression, and of course I'm sure you've learned that you're a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah.
Okay, well then of course you have the ability to just demand that those demons leave you alone, and they will if you demand them to do. Not in your own power, but in the name of the blood of our Savior.
Yep, and that's what it takes, but it does work.
Right.
Yeah, I just found this topic really interesting, and I'd love to hear more about your firsthand experiences and maybe how that goes into how the people in power were able to get where they are.
Well, they went where they are because they've given themselves over to the dark side, and they've been well rewarded. I mean, this is the whole idea. If you give yourself over to the dark side, you may be one of those people who will have great wealth and great fame and great fortune. And I don't know if you've ever seen that wonderful TV series, DVD series we have. They sold their souls for rock and roll, going into the background of the music industry, and how many of these people have given themselves over to the dark side, and they've done fabulously well.
Yeah, was that previous last week or something that someone was telling a story of how someone came to tell them that he could give them great wealth, all they had to do was sell their soul?
Sure. Well, I didn't say anything last week, but certainly this is...
Maybe it was a different show that I was listening to.
It must have been a different show. Well, I'll tell you, I'll never forget when on the 60 Minutes they had the interview with Bob Dylan. And, of course, Bob Dylan certainly into drugs younger. He professes to be a believer. Of course, we're not sure exactly what he believes in, but he has some songs about Christianity. But the interviewer, and I've forgotten who it was, but... He says to Bob Dylan, you know, why are you still on tour? You know, this is exhausting. You've been doing it for 25 years or 30 years now. Why are you still out there going around, you know, and putting on your concerts. And Dylan doesn't look into the camera, doesn't look at the man. He looks down at the floor and he says, well, I had an agreement. And without thinking, the interviewer says, well, who do you have an agreement with? And Dylan says, well, I had an agreement to do what I'm doing with the force, with the, I forgot whether he used God or whether, what he said, but the one who rules this dimension and the other dimension. This dimension and the other dimension. I actually purchased the text because I wanted to have the exact wording, and I used it in a couple of my newsletters. And Dylan is looking down to the floor, and he made an agreement. You know, he would be rich and prosperous with the one who runs this dimension and the other dimension. And I'm sure that most people saw that. They had no idea what he was talking about, but I knew what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. And he's done very, very well. But he sold his soul, and we should pray for him.
Yep. Well, I'd love to hear you talk more about this subject, and love your show. God bless you, Dr. Stan, and I'll just listen.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks so much for calling. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But this is a DVD, and it's, you can get the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of it. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is put together by a good friend, Pastor Joe Schimmel, who started out in rock and roll, and he started out, you know, actually writing the lyrics and writing the songs. And he was going to be a famous rock star. And of course, you know, but he was writing the words. You know, he was having difficulty. He didn't know what a lot of them meant, but they would come to him, and of course, he would look them up, and they fit in there perfectly. He didn't know the words. They were travels. Suddenly realized a demonic spirit.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
RDS Environmental in Lafayette salutes all our area students and graduates for their accomplishments. With prom night and graduation right around the corner, sometimes common sense and safety get pushed aside. Parents, talk to your kids and remind them about the dangers of drinking and driving. That message, courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, I stand back here, and this morning our special guest is Pastor Chuck Chrismeyer. Good morning, Chuck. Chuck, are you there?
Yes, yes. Oh. Great to be with you, Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, we were just trying to let our listeners know a little bit about your book, The Seduction of the Saints. So you can tell us the story.
Well, destruction of the saints is...
Seduction of the saints.
Yeah, I know. The destruction of the saints is due to the deception of the saints and the seduction of the saints. And one of the fundamental truths about deception and seduction is that it is desperately deceptive and destructive. And that's why it is so dangerous. And so... the Lord prompted me to write this book for this particular moment in time. And when it was written, I did not have any idea that we would see what has happened, transpired in the United States and globally in the last 6 months. But indeed it has, and so the book has come out at what I would call the propitious moment in history when the entire world, not just the saints, but sinners alike, are being deceived dramatically, setting the stage for the final fulfillment of biblical prophecy and the second coming of Jesus Christ. And, of course, that leads us to Jesus' position concerning this. And we find that clearly expressed in Matthew chapter 24, where 2 days before his crucifixion, Jesus was sitting with his disciples on the Mount of Olives, overlooking the eastern gate of Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. And his disciples asked him, said, "Master, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And here he was, knowing that he was about to be crucified, knowing that he was about to ascend back to the Father and leave all ministry in the future of the church in the hands of these disciples and their followers. And the first thing out of his mouth was, "Take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you." In that same chapter, as he's sitting with his disciples, he repeats the theme in different ways two or three more times. He says that there are going to be false prophets and false teachers and even false Christs who will come in my name, he said. Notice they're coming in his name. And that means that he is concerned about the saints. It's not the sinners that he's concerned about, because they're condemned already. He's concerned about the saints being seduced or being deceived. And then finally, he concludes in that very same passage with a very, very dire warning. He says, actually, the deception is going to be so great that if it were possible, even the very elect will be deceived. Now, Stan, unfortunately, one of the big problems that the church has is that we have convinced ourselves that it's impossible for saints to be deceived. And here's how we've done it. And it itself is perhaps the gravest of all deceptions. The thinking goes like this. I am a Christian. I profess Christ as my Savior. Therefore, I'm the elect, therefore I can't be deceived. Well, if that were in fact true, it would render all of Jesus' warnings moot. It would render all of the warnings of the Apostle Paul, all the warnings of the Apostle Peter, all the warnings of the Apostle John meaningless, because they're all addressed to the saints. And so we know that Jesus could not have meant what so many believers think he meant, and that is that the saints can't be deceived. You see, Jesus said that the unbelievers are already deceived. They're condemned already. So his concern is that Satan not take down those who profess to be his followers, and that's exactly what Satan's ultimate agenda is. You see, he was cast out of heaven. He was the anointed cherub that covereth. He was the most beautiful and greatest of all created creatures, but he rebelled. And because of that, God cast him out, and a third of the angels with him, who joined him in rebellion. And what Satan wants to do, because he's very jealous, very envious, that God not enjoy fellowship with other creatures, in other words, mankind, who would submit to his authority. So he wants to choreograph professing believers to rebel against God's authority so that they will join him in this massive ultimate rebellion just before the second coming, disqualifying them from eternal life and casting them into eternal perdition. That's the bigger picture that we're dealing with here as we talk about the various permutations and combinations of how we find ourselves being seduced, the nature of seduction, and so on.
Well, you know, there are certain adages within the church that I believe, of course, are misleading. Once saved, always saved. You can never lose your salvation. You got nothing to worry about. Once you said the prayer, that's it. And I believe that's the devil's own lie.
Well, I think it is. And, you know, I want to give a certain amount of respect to those who have adopted that belief. They basically have been told that by their pastors and by their seminary teachers and so on. Whole systems, whole groups within the broader Christian community have adopted that as their badge of identity. But the reality is that it goes against or contravenes the majority of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. It's all about choosing. All about choosing. Choose you this day whom you will serve. And even the great Apostle Paul, from whom much of that doctrine has been gleaned, himself said that he dare not consider himself to have apprehended or arrived, but rather had to rest in God's ultimate judgment, and that he could not count himself to apprehend it. In fact, he said that he had to keep his carnal nature under submission. He said, I beat my own flesh to keep it under submission, lest having preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. The Apostle Paul believed that he himself could fall away if he did not attend to his relationship with the Lord. And I think that that is exactly what the Holy Spirit wants to stir in the life of professing believers here on the near edge of the second coming. Most people and pastors have a growing sense that what we're seeing in our world is indeed the last throes before the Great Tribulation and the Second Coming. We don't want to get into an argument right now about pre-trib or post-trib or mid-trib rapture and all of that, but the reality is that most believe, regardless of their position on those issues, most believe that we are in that season. And if that is true, then it behooves us to take seriously the warnings concerning deception and that they are addressed to the saints.
Well, you know, it's amazing. People say, oh, well, Christians always been saying, you know, the second coming's coming and Lord's coming again. They've been saying that for 1,000 years, but and that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
But people have forgotten that up until 120 years ago, one of the major means of transportation was the horse, and it had been going back, you know, for thousands of years. But everything has changed. We're living in a different world.
Yep.
Children of Israel have returned to the Holy Land. And, well, we'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Chuck Fitzmyer and his book, The Seduction of the Saints. We think it's an important book.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to celebrate Shavuot 2009, Sunday, May the 31st at North Shore Park of Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado, at the Amphitheater from 10 until 5 p.m. Bring your own picnic, lunch, and drink. No glass containers are allowed in the facility. Bring a blanket, umbrella, and protection from the sun. Special guest speaker will be Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank. Praise and worship music by the Beth Messiah Band, the Intercourt Dancers, Voice of Many Waters, and a special concert by Michael Golden. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Hag Sameach. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Chuck Christmeyer, and why don't you go right ahead with the story, Chuck?
Well, Stan, as we talk about this matter of deception, again, we need to repeat how dangerous deception really is. And the reason, one of the reasons it's so dangerous is that once we are deceived, we really don't realize it. We don't know we're deceived. And so we've heard the phrase, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, but when it comes to deception, 1 ounce of prevention is worth 100 pounds of cure, because the likelihood of being cured from deception is slim. And one of the reasons for that, well, there are several reasons for that. One of them is pride. Once we adopt a particular thought sequence or line of a belief or whatever, we tend to hang on to that for dear life, because our own pride becomes involved in it. And this is one reason why it's so difficult to break people loose from certain theological persuasions, even though you can present evidence coming out the ears revealing that that couldn't possibly be the ultimate truth. But they will hold on to it for dear life because they've created an identity for themselves with that. And of course, that has been one of the dangers of denominationalism. All denominations were framed around some particular truth, but not the whole truth. And that's why they separate out. And so the nature of deception is that, and the reason we can be so easily deceived is that virtually all deception is framed around some nugget of truth. It might be a greater truth, it might be a lesser truth, or even just a minute truth. But there has to be just enough truth in there for us to justify it. And then, what is particularly dangerous for Christians is that we then tend to wrap our deception in a robe of righteousness. So not only do we have this little nugget of truth that we hang on to, even though the rest of what we say doesn't line up with the truth, but then we tend to wrap this nice glossy robe of righteousness around the package and present it as if this is a wonderful Christian enterprise. Probably there's no greater and more provocative manifestation of this than in the divorce situation in the Western Church. And I know that I'm going to step on some toes here. It's unavoidable, but this will show how far the deception has actually gone. And this is just one illustration of deception, but it shows in a very pointed way what it looks like and how it happens. Historically, in this country, it has been well understood, both in the church and out, that divorce was totally unacceptable and was contrary to the scriptures. Not only was divorce unacceptable, but remarriage after divorce, if your spouse was living, was absolutely unacceptable, to the point where we had laws throughout the states that prohibited that kind of behavior and actually prohibited the alienation of affection that would result in adultery. So great was this understanding that even among non-believers, they would actually oftentimes murder a spouse in order to be able to say that their spouse was not living, so they were free to remarry. Now, that's a very perverse application, but it shows how deeply the understanding was rooted. Virtually every denomination, no matter of what link, except the most hyper-liberal, were convinced that that was the truth. Well, then came the 1960s and the sexual revolution, free love. And that interbred with a movement in the church called the God is Love movement, where we abandoned the truth of God, we abandoned the righteousness and holiness of God in favor of, almost exclusively in favor of the love of God. And so we began to approve in God's own house that which we saw being approved under law in the national house, in the culture as a whole. Well, once we determined that, and psychology came in to reform our theologies, saying that it was all about mercy and compassion rather than about God's truth and His justice and His judgment and His holiness, we substituted God's standard of holiness for happiness. And we began to pursue happiness rather than holiness. And so the argument became, well, God wants me happy, therefore we would justify going against everything that we knew to be true from pulpit to pew with regard to our marriages. Well, once we adopted that, then it was argued that, well, if God wants me happy, then if it was okay for me to divorce my spouse, then certainly it's okay for me to remarry because God wants me happy. And so pastor and people alike began to adopt that line. You can see the drift, and this is how deception takes place. It doesn't take place in one fell swoop. It takes place over time as we drift with the pressure and leadership of the outside world. We become conformed to the ways of the world. Well, the ultimate effect of that is are these astounding statistics that for the last 15 years, the divorce rate in the church in North America has equaled or exceeded that of the nation as a whole. The divorce rate in the Bible Belt for the last 12 years has been 50% higher than the nation as a whole, so much so that the governors of six southern states declared a marital emergency a few years ago. And the divorce rate among our pastors now has equaled that of their parishioners and is the second highest of all professions in the country. Now you say, how could such a thing be? Well, it happened because of we've been seduced. We've been seduced by the ways of the culture pursuing happiness rather than what God said to pursue was holiness. And now we're neither happy nor holy. It has left a million children every year for the last 45 years as virtual orphans in our country. Seduction is alive and well.
It is. God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. How can people hear your program?
Well, they can hear it on our website, saveus.org. That's www.saveus.org.
Saveus.org. God bless. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dan.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future. That's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse, so take a moment to let them know you care. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy Memorial Day.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I wish we had the full hour with Chuck. He's certainly one of my favorite guests and favorite people, but as you can hear him at saveus.com, saveusorus.com. And, of course, if you'd like his book, why we do carry it, it's called Seduction of the Saints, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know about this spiritual battle, this other dimension we talk about, let me suggest the DVDs, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. I will tell you, it is an amazing DVD set. And then, of course, we have, for those who would like to understand what's taking place prophetically, we have Pastor Billy Crone and Chrissy. We have the DVDs he's done, the Final Countdown, and of course there are 10 of them, part 1 and part 2, each with 5 DVDs, and they're available. You can get them both together at a reduced cost. We put them onto CD, at least the first 5, starting with 109876. And that we call that Countdown to Armageddon, that CD set, Countdown to Armageddon. We'll have the second one as soon as we've completed the series, but we've been going through it. I think we probably will have one or maybe two more in that series, but Pastor Crone will be with us again next week, and looking forward to it. Maybe it'll be this week. I can't quite keep track of the schedule, but we love having him on, and we carry a number of his other DVDs, and if you're interested in them, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We deal with the spiritual aspect of what's going on in a talk we have called The Forbidden Secret, or one called The Secret Knowledge, a short version. That's The Forbidden Secret or The Secret Knowledge, and if you get The Forbidden Secret, you'll want to get the syllabus that goes with that. It's important to have. And when you begin to understand, it's all there. It should be so very obvious to people, but nobody's going to tell you. Well, this is why we do what we do 5 hours a day. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. If you can't afford to get it, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down to videos, scroll down the videos to Brotherhood of Darkness and watch it. It's about 2 hours, but I hope it'll transform your life. understand we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Help us get to other people. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our network of stations, we'd love to hear from you. If you go to our website at radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com, there's a donate button there. And of course, I hate to ask people for money, but I can't do this all on my own, and we've put an awful lot into it, believe me. But fortunately, while we're just about surviving at the present time, sometimes we're a little ahead, usually we're a little behind, but at least we're surviving, and a lot of ministries are having problems. But we need to get this message out, because I believe we are living in the truly prophetic times. So again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Don't forget the Conspiracy Conference. It's on the 6th and 7th of June, and of course we will be giving the keynote address on Saturday morning, and you can go to conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. If you don't have a computer, call our 800 number. They'll give you the number to call. I think you've got two more days to get the special rate before it goes to a full rate. Prepare yourself for a difficult time. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.